Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Yud, Baba Metzia 110, pagination is 219, starting from the fourth line of the page, Hahu Shtara, there was a shtar, a document. The case over here is called Mashkanta Desura, a certain type of collateral arrangement in which a person who was owed money would be given a field to use, and by using the field, he would pay up the debt. And then, as this Mashkanta Desura document stated, once a certain number of years, which was assessed, would complete, he would return the field to the original owner below Kesef, without any further transaction to purchase it back, because the debt has been paid. So Ahu Shtara, there was a document, Davik Sivbe, that it said in it, Shanin Stama, years. It didn't specify how many years the duration of this arrangement would be. Malva Amar Shalosh, the person who lent the money, says it's 3-year duration, and therefore he's entitled to the extra year. Lova Amar Shtayim, the person who borrowed the money says that it was only for 2 years. And on a certain level, it would be curious to know that perhaps this Lova has an argument that that's why it didn't say the number of years. Because once it's in the plural, it means two. And if you wanted to prove more, you would have to prove it. But in any case, this is their argument. The Malva says that he's entitled to 3 years. The Lova says it was only 2, and then he wants it back. What happened was, Kadim Malva va'achlinu leperi. The Malva proceeded, and before the Lova was able to bring him to judgment, he already ate the fruit of the third year. So we have a very interesting dynamic. Mine'mon, is the Malva believed to keep the fruit? On the one hand, the fruit is already in his possession, so he's the muchzuk, he has it already, and you're looking to take it away from him, so you have to bring proof. On the other hand, we know exactly where he got this fruit. It's like somebody would grab the pen from a different person's pocket. Right now, the grabber is holding the pen, but we saw exactly what happened. We know where this fruit came from. How do we judge such a case right now before anyone can bring any further proof? Rav Yehuda Amar Karka B'cheskes Ba'alei Kaima. Rav Yehuda says the land belongs to its original owner, and therefore this third year belongs to the person who borrowed the money, because fundamentally the land is here, his. If you want to take the land away from him, if you want to take the fruit away from him, you have to prove. And you can't prove based on this document, because this document is simply in the plural and would only indicate 2 years. Rav Kana Omar Peres Becheska Sochleihen Kaimi. Rav Kana says the fruit is in the possession of the person who harvested it. And the Gemara says, we paskin like Rav Kana, now that he has the fruit, the Omar Peres Becheska Sochleihen Kaima, and the Malva, who proceeded and harvested the third year of fruit, is, at least for the moment, allowed to keep that fruit. Asks the Gemara, Veha Kaimalon. We have a different ruling regarding the person who's on the field, like a renter or a worker, versus the fundamental owner of the field, the original owner. And the ruling that we have is Tehilchasa Kavase de Rav Nachman, we paskin like Rav Nachman, the Omar that says, Karka Becheskas Ba'alei Omedes, that we favor the owner of the field. The fundamental owner is the one that we favor in cases of doubt. And Rashi tells us the case that was being discussed over there was a case where a person rented a bathhouse based on an annual rate, and it turns out to be a leap year, meaning an extra month. And the question is, who's going to benefit from the extra month? All of the earnings of Adar Sheni, who gets them? The person who rented the bathhouse for the year, or the year is up, and it was based on a monthly rate of one gold coin or whatever per month. So the 13th month is a new calculation. How do we judge it? And Rav Nachman paskined that the owner of the merchatz is the one who's favored. And if you want to take it out of his possession, you have to prove it. And this is true even if we didn't realize the question until the end of that 13th month. So this seems to be a contradiction. Rav Nachman, in the case of bathhouse, is ruling that the owner of the land gets the favored ruling. And Rav Kano is paskening that the person who harvested the benefits, the produce, is the one who gets the favored ruling. And the Gemara answers there's a basic difference between them. Hasa milsa delo avida l'igluyehi. Over there by the bathhouse, it's not something that will ever be revealed. It's a question that is so fundamental that it stands. That's the question. The question is, when he worded the contract, is it going to be with a 13th month or not, because it's part of the year? But hacha, in our case of mashkanta de sura, where the lender is on the property, and we're not clear for how many years, milsa de avida l'igluyehi, it's still possible that it will be verified. As Rashi explains, the witnesses may yet come and explain that the document omitted critical information, but they remember that information. It was a 3-year contract, for example. And we don't want to inconvenience Bez Din twice. Rashi explains, what would happen here is that if we considered this right now something that we must absolutely solve, then, according to the ruling of Rav Nachman by the bathhouse, we would say that this third year has to be restored to the original owner. But then witnesses might come and say that indeed the number 3 was omitted from the shtar, but it was supposed to be there. And then we would have to go back to the person who borrowed the money and extract that third year and restore it to the person who lent the money, because he indeed was entitled to 3 years. And therefore, when we say the psak is like Rav Kana, it's not really a final psak of chazaka as we worded it, Peres Becheska Sochleyen Kaima, and it's all done. It's that at the moment, that's the smartest thing to do. Bez Din should not intervene, and instead should wait for further verification, because this is only like a half-level verification. We would step in, we would take it, and then we might have to undo what we did. Whereas, in the case of Rav Nachman, it is a real psak, that karka becheskas ba'aleha omedes, if all the verification is done and we're left with a question, then the person who owns the field fundamentally is the person who's considered the muchzik on its earnings, even if the question wasn't raised until the end of the time period. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.